Chapter 5. What are the 7 steps of hip? Hip pointers. This chapter discusses the stages of how your hip goes from good to bad to surgery. Which stage are you at? The times they are a-changin'. Bob Dylan's famous song summarizes how to prepare for the degradation of your hip. Yep, Dylan is right, the times have changed, for you. When you were younger, you were proud to be hip. As you got older, you found that there is another connotation for associating the word hip with you, which isn't so good. How do you know you need a hip replacement? An orthopedic surgeon discusses how you are evaluated for a hip replacement in this video. What are the steps? Just like the steps associated with grief, recovery from alcohol addiction, or the numbness you experience when your hard drive crashes, I have found there are several steps of hip. Step 1, your hip feels great. You are carefree, probably young, and you don't even notice your hip, muscles, or bones. They work as they are designed to work. If you see others limping, you ignore them. You probably just think they have a groin pull. Step 2, what is this hip pain? You have extended pain in your hip that just doesn't go away and doesn't respond to self-treatment. However, you deny the pain is a permanent problem. Step 3, let's talk about anything, as long as it is about my pain. Your hip pain gets worse and worse with each passing month. Sadly, like a possessed religious, sport, or political advocate, you became pain-centric. Without me really knowing it, most of my conversations ultimately focused upon my pain, how much it hurt, and how I attempted to manage it. Step 4, mental bargaining. Because your hip is slowly degrading, you learn to accept the pain as it gets worse. You keep thinking, I can still manage this pain. Step 5, acceptance of surgery. Life is hard, don't make it any harder. You finally are in so much pain you at least read this book, seek treatment by a physician, and discover your hip needs to be replaced. At this point, surgery is a welcome relief. Step 6, rehab and recovery. You understand your hip pain is going away, but there will be post-operative pain while you rehab. In just a matter of weeks, you are well into your recovery. Step 7, rinse and repeat. If one hip needs a hip replacement, it is possible your other hip isn't far behind. Also, you recognize that a hip replacement will not last forever in all people, but for now, your hip feels great. For some, there is an 8th step. Step 8, activism. Your life becomes so transformed that you want to go out and tell others about the good news. If this book has been helpful, you can click below to email information on this book to your friend in need. Send this information to a friend. Be sure to edit their email address. Alrighty, that concludes Chapter 5.